Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that airline systems across airports have started working normally. The flight operations were affected yesterday due to Microsoft outage. In a statement, the ministry said there is a backlog because of disruptions and it is getting cleared gradually. It said the government is constantly monitoring the operations at the airports and also with the airlines, ensuring travel readjustments and refunds are taken care of. Indian Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohal, said that today passengers are no longer facing any issues and that flight schedules are being adhered to as usual. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both the houses of Parliament. The budget session will begin on Monday, and on Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Government is likely to introduce 6 new bills in the budget session of the parliament. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has uploaded the city-wise and center-wise results for medical entrance exam, NEET UG. The NTA has published the results following the direction of the Supreme Court. Earlier, the Apex Court had directed NTA to publish the results city-wise and center-wise on its website, masking the identity of the candidates by 12 noon today. The results have now been made available on neet.ntaonline.in. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now resume on Monday morning. Earlier in the NEET UG case, the Apex Court bench had underscored the fact that the sanctity of the exam was compromised was beyond question. It, however, maintained that the decision to cancel the exam in its entirety would be an extreme last resort as it affected the lives of over 23 lakh students. The RIMS, Rajendra Institute of Medical Science Management, Ranchi, has suspended second-year MBBS student Surabhi Kumari following her involvement in NEET UG entrance paper leak case. The management has constituted a 5-member committee to inquire all activities of Surabhi Kumari during NEET UG examination. The CBI arrested her from the hostel yesterday and remanded for a 3-day custody for further interrogation. Over 300 Indian students in Bangladesh were forced to return home as clashes between the anti-quota protesters and security forces resulted in the killing of at least 104 and injuring over 2,500 people so far. The neighboring nation has been witnessing widespread protests for weeks over the reintroduction of reservation in government jobs. Students, mostly hailing from Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Meghalaya and Jammu and Kashmir, taking a 6-hour-long journey through caps and security escorts returned by crossing border points in the northeast yesterday, the near-total internet shutdown and severely impacted telephone services disrupted the contact of Indian students with their families, prompting them to leave Bangladesh temporarily. Taking inspiration from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Ek Per Maa Ke Naam campaign, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today launched a massive tree plantation campaign in the state. Under this campaign, a target has been set to plant 36 crore 50 lakh saplings in a day. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath launched the Per Lagao Per Bachao Jan Abhijan 2024 planting saplings in Akbarnagar, Lucknow. On this occasion, the Chief Minister said that the problem of global warming has increased due to continuous deforestation. Eminent agriculturist Padma Sri Kamala Pujari passed away at Cuttack in Orissa this morning following a heart attack. She was 74 and was admitted in SCB Medical College and Hospital, Cuttack, following complaints of different old age ailments. In the Women's Asia Cup Cricket T20, Thailand were 21-for-1 in 2 overs against Malaysia at Rangiri Dambulla International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. Earlier, Thailand won the toss and elected to bat first. In the second match, Sri Lanka will lock horns with Bangladesh at the same venue in Dambulla this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.